Well, Bob, let's start with your full name.
Robert Gartham Foster.
Ah, yes. And when were you born?
October the 5th. 1893.
Yes. My goodness, that makes you 91. So you can remember a lot of the village history.
Yes.
Good. And where were you born?
Crimea Farm, Spring Lane, Lanley.
Oh, yes. And your father then was a farmer?
My father was a farm bailiff. He farmed the farm for a man named Mr. Bunser.
Oh, yes, yes. And how long were you there?
And then he went to Potter Farm to farm 264 acres for Mr. T.N. Parr, the pork butchers, which is Port Farms today.
Yes, that's very interesting. Yes, yes.
And it was there about 10 years, and my mother was ill. It was a very lonely place, there was no. And the doctor said the only thing for her was to come down to the village. So my grandfather had that house built, pulled those three cottages down, and
that's the house at the bottom of the dam yard
on the brookside now.
Yes.
And he bought three cottages at top of Wicket Waddell and built the house where the coal people are now, you know. Just
see? Oh, yes, 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 I know.
And the father came here and had this acre of land.
Oh, yes. So this cottage stands or stood on an acre of, well, this house rather.
Yes, and then when I got married, 1932, I had this house built.
Oh,
yes. Father gave me the land, and
yes,
and I had this house built.
Yes. And didn't you have another piece of land at the back of
this? Yes, I was going to tell you. Now, there used to be a butcher's shop where Doreen.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's the boutique.
Yes. And the farm buildings was up where the stables are.
Yes.
And it belonged to Mr. Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Well, my brother and I, Fred, he was older than I, we bought the farmhouse and the buildings, and I think it was about 10.5 acres of land, and we kept it for about 8 years, then we sold the house off and put this land to these two houses.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And at one time we had 100 pigs there.
Oh, just, goodness.
Yeah.
What, in the land behind
in
the house?
There, behind.
Yes.
And then my brother, he had a butcher shop on Wood Road, Nottingham, and had to go in the army, and he didn't get on very well. It was very bad, and he couldn't open for a while, but he opened a butcher shop in Alfred Street.
In Nottingham?
Nottingham, oh, butcher shop, yes. And then we worked together on this place, and we had a horse or two, a hunter or two to go ride in and that. And then Mr. Richardson, he had to come out of the house on the plains, and he come to see if he could bring a couple of horses till he got somewhere, and he's been there 30 years, so he rents the stables now.
Yes, and it's quite a thriving riding school, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, he fits the South Knots up with some hunters. And
does he? Yes. Mm. And you've still got your piece of land at the back, this
yes,
9 acres?
Yes, we still go, our land goes up to the top of Burne Joyce Hills.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Mm.
And
Billy Martin rents some of it.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. Has the piece of land got a name?
Yes, I was going to tell you the name.
Didn't you tell me once it was Carol
Parsons? I think
Parsons,
I told you on the Sunday when you were around.
Yes. I think you told me it was cow pasture.
I just want to remember now.
No. Well, it is one of these strips of land that it's typical of the village. So, in your young day then, you were concerned with farming.
And then we sold a piece where they built Nailers built down.
Oh, that's next door?
Yes. But the road that goes up to Nottingham used to come in a bit lower down and go up this dyke side up to Spring Lane.
Yes.
That's very
interesting. I only discovered that the other day from an old photo that shows my cottages and the railings in the wrong place.
They used to, the bank used to go up. My grandfather used to tell me this up to your. I used to say, how did they get up there? Well, the bank went up there, you see. Yes. It was grass up.
Yes. And did they come over the bridge that is now
the bridge was built after they made the road, lifted the road up, we could get along here.
Yes. And did all the traffic come over the dike?
Yes, it was only a cart road. And,
yes.
And just again where Doreen's shop is, there was a bridge and it was just a one-way bridge till they halted a few years ago.
Oh, I see. The actual road came by Doreen's shop.
Yes, up there. And instead of going straight up the street, it turned where there used to be the village pump there.
On the upside of this dike against
our orchard.
Yes. Yes, that's very interesting. That's, somebody told me it was before they put the dike into the culvert under Spring Lane. Do you remember that being done?
Yes, but I can't remember what date it was.
No, but you do remember.
There used to be, there's all springs.
Yes.
Up the Dumbles now.
Yes.
There used to be no water, only pumps and springs. There used to be a pump against the artist's garden there.
Yes.
And that used to supply all these houses with water.
Yes.
And there was a spring against the Robin.
Yes.
It supplied all those. Then there was a pump at the bottom of Green Lane.
Yes.
And I believe there was one well up Green Lane. But when the men used to come down to go to the work at the pit, you know, they used to bring the buckets down, two buckets, hang on the railings, and then they'd take them full of water when they finished the day's work.
Yes, yes. And where did they work in those days?
Well, a lot of them then worked at the pit, but of course there was more, Gedlin.
Yes.
I think they got coal there about 1902.